My story is called The Bubble. In a lab in Japan, two scientists are working.
What is that you're putting in there?
It's the hyperglycerin tag.
It makes everything explode.
What was that? I can't hear you. The machines are too loud.
It's the hyperglycerin tag. It makes everything explode.
I still can't hear you. Okay, never mind, but just be careful. Okay.
Meanwhile, another scientist put in the Lipuchu, which is a mixture of mostly soap. The scientists kept adding a little more of the hyperglycerin pie and Lipuchu. Then, suddenly, the mixture started to rise. In the air was a bubble, about 5 inches wide and 5 inches tall. The scientists were not expecting it. Unfortunately, the window was open and the bubble flew out before the scientists could catch it. Off the bubble flew, through the long roads and big trees, still no pot. Eventually, the bubble landed in China. On the streets of China, the bubble landed on a piece of bubble gum. 1 hour later, a kid came by and obviously tried to pop it. Instead of popping it, he pushed the bubble away. It's like it's people-proof or something. Through the streets, passing by people, it got blown into an office. And of course, it had to be paper shredding day. And of course, the bubble landed on a piece of paper. And the paper went right into the shredder. Somehow, the bubble is still alive. A big gust of wind flew the bubble right out the window and landed it somewhere totally different. The bubble landed right under a ginormous gray foot. The bubble was so scared it turned blue. What could it possibly be? An elephant. And where do elephants live? Take a wild guess. The elephant stomped right on the bubble. Still no pop. A huge blast of wind came and swooshed the bubble all the way back to Japan. Right once the bubble ended back in Japan, about to go into the lab, the biggest, sharpest blade ever appeared right from the ground and popped the bubble. And the world was never seen again.